What is the lowest level of consciousness you can, most of us experience as human beings? What is it? And what is the worst level of consciousness you can project on another? It's the same thing. While you're thinking about that, I'm going to get to that. But first of all, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find on the YouTube channel at TrumpeterOfTruthTV.com and on my podcast at TrumpeterOfTruthRadio.com. This is the place to discover what I call the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and living a better life. And I put all of this into context based on the teachings of Dr. David R. Hawkins and his map of consciousness, which is a proven energy scale for actualizing your ultimate human potential. So today is my monthly top. One of the monthly topics I like to hit every month is to look at levels of consciousness, right out of Dr. Hawkins' book, The Map of Consciousness Explained, which is a book that was written after he passed to make understanding the map of consciousness a little bit easier. His original book, Power Versus Force, which, hold on a sec, is right here, was his most renowned book is Power Versus Force. But this is kind of a difficult read. It's a very high consciousness and really kind of scientifically oriented and spiritually oriented at high levels. So I'd like to recommend this one, The Map of Consciousness Explained, because it's a little bit more easier to digest. And this is why I do these podcasts and videocasts in general, is to take a look at the map, provide insights from my own experience, and I've spanned the map of consciousness at very high levels, as high as what I felt was 850, though it's been calibrated in the 700s, which is the land of the mystic, really rare levels of consciousness in humanity. And then I've encountered extremely low levels of consciousness off the map at negative, what I figured was calibrated at negative 285, which you don't even want to go there. And we're not even going to go there. We're going to stick with the map of consciousness, because that's really the domain of most of humanity, is living from this map. So I've done most of the high levels up to 540 on the map. We hit up to unconditional love and joy at 540. And I thought, you know what, it's time to check out the lower levels of consciousness, because you can't ignore them. And it's super helpful to understand them and understand where you are on any particular topic when it comes to lower levels of consciousness. And they're super destructive. Low levels of consciousness are negatively oriented, destructive by nature, downward pulling by nature, and not helpful, really. They're destructive, period. So let me grab today's map of consciousness, which you can find in all of his books. He's got more than a dozen books. Most of them are of extremely high levels of consciousness for spiritually advanced teachers, or students, sorry, spiritually advanced students. And I've read them all because I've been in the land of enlightenment and needed help understanding where I was and how I swung into the opposite, which is horrific. You don't want to do that. So this is how I came into wanting to help others relieve suffering, let go of suffering, and align with higher truths and where they're in life. There's no power in being a victim, let me just tell you. So today we're going to talk about the low levels of consciousness. And for those of you who are not watching, you're on the podcast, you're not going to see this, but in all of his books, there's a copy of The Map of Consciousness, which I'm holding up for you YouTube video users. And I can't get it right. So when you look at the map of consciousness, there's these six columns. One is known as the God view, self view. There's a level of consciousness. What's it known as? What's the logarithmic calibration of this particular level? What's the emotion experience at this level? And what's the process? That's what the map of consciousness has, these six things that it looks at in the consciousness calibration, so you can better understand what it all means. So the lowest level of consciousness on the map is, dun 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 dun, what do you think? It is shame. Shame calibrates at 20 on the map of consciousness, or 10 to the 20th power. So shame, this is why I say, what's the lowest thing you can project on anyone else is to make them feel ashamed about anything. And when you understand consciousness and you understand where this projection of shame comes from, it really comes from you, like suppressing and repressing your own shame or being shamed. And I know as a child, I felt shamed on many levels at many on many occasions. So it's nothing to be ashamed of that you have shame in your energy field, or that you're projecting it on others, but you don't want to do that. This is like the ultimate spiritual error, is to project shame on anybody else. You want to stop doing that, because energetically and karmically, you're going to bring it right back to yourself. It's always a perpetuating, it's like a boomerang. When you project your crap, which you don't understand that you have it within you, this, you don't understand that it wasn't such a great idea to suppress and repress shame or anything like that, because none of us do. We don't. We're only coming into the awareness of this in the last few decades with Dr. Hawkins' understanding of consciousness and his expertise in the land of psychiatry, and he's genius level at all of this stuff. So let's talk about shame. It's 10 to the 20th power. There ain't no power there. There ain't no truth there. It's the land of depression for sure, and likely suicidal thoughts, definitely. So most of us have shame within us, but we're not as a whole calibrating this level necessarily. Okay, so that's the truth of most of us. We're all a mixed bag of calibrations. So the process going on at this level is called elimination. And elimination could easily be thoughts about suicide. That's how, you're so unworthy. You're not worth, it's not even, you're not even worth having around. You're unworthy to the max. It's the ultimate, energy field of just like, kill me now. End my life now. This is how low shame is. And you, a conscious human being, as you remove the shame within you, you will have no energy to want to project shame on anyone, and you wouldn't, because you're becoming conscious. You're like, you'd feel the energy of shame you want to throw out at someone, and you'd stop before you did it. You're like, whoa, I'm not doing that. This is not something I want to do to somebody else. Perpetuate shame within the human being. We don't want to do that, really. So the process going on is elimination. The emotion is humiliation, of course. It's the ultimate humiliation. And I love to share my shame story from when I was in kindergarten. And to understand that we all have these things that happen to us as young children that we don't understand, and we suppress and repress it. So when I was in kindergarten, the teacher left the room for whatever reason for a short period of time, and this boy started chasing me around the room, which, as a kid, there's like terror and joy in the chase. So you're screaming bloody murder, but it's joyful and fun that somebody's chasing you. And I just loved it. But when the teacher came in, we both got in trouble. And I felt the emotion of shame and humiliation, because we were sent out to stand in the hallway where everyone was walking by, sixth graders, these older kids were walking by, and everyone knows what standing out in the hall means. You got in trouble for something, so you feel shame and humiliation. That's a story I've never forgotten. So clearly that type of thing perpetuate, now that the energy of shame is kind of repressed and suppressed in your energy field, the vibration of it is attracting more to feel shameful about. So that's kind of how consciousness operates in order just to kind of simplify it for you. That's kind of how it's working. So your self-view is hateful. You hate yourself. That is completely destructive. And there's in reality no reason for you to help yourself because you're a infinite, incredible spiritual being in reality, filled with unconditional love and joy by nature. It's just that things in life have blocked that awareness, and you're hating yourself. That's like you don't want to do that. You want to remove the blocks to shame. I'm sorry, you want to remove those feelings of shame. And they can come up naturally for you, and you can learn to let them go. And a simple affirmation is, I'm willing to remove the blocks, or I'm willing to release the need to feel ashamed about anything. There's no real reason for it because that's not who I really am. So the God view, this is this is kind of telling, is that God is despising, that God despises you, which is the ultimate untruth. There is absolutely no truth to divinity and God and creation to despising you whatsoever. God unconditionally loves and accepts you exactly for who you are and understands that if you feel this way, you feel hateful towards yourself, it serves a higher purpose at the moment. But you can learn to let go of it and release it. And according to many books I've read and understandings, is the point of life is to come into the awareness that you're ultimately worthy of all that you could ever hope for. And the challenge for humans is to let go of unworthiness. So shame is the ultimate in unworthiness. To hate yourself, to feel that God despises you is so untrue. It's laughable, right? This is the ultimate lower mind and the ego, like serving itself. So that's this month's level of consciousness that I want to cover. And next month we'll go up the map so that we cover all the levels of consciousness on the lower side, because we all have a shadow side to life. And if you take a look, if you ask yourself, where am I feeling shame in my life right now? Something's going to pop up. It could be on a particular topic. It could be in relationship to your body, as an example. That's a good one for me. I was brought up shaming my body and watching my mother feeling ashamed of her own. So it's like a perpetuating problem in consciousness that the body in human sexuality is shameful at all. And that's a huge problem for many of us. So that's my one that I'm working on personally. That's just one thing that I'm ashamed of or can choose to feel ashamed of. I'm not. I'm letting go of that because it clearly doesn't serve me or anybody to carry shame around. So that's it for today's weekly dose of higher consciousness. Covering a level of consciousness from the map of consciousness from Dr. Hawkins' books. And again, a great way to let go of shame is to start intending, like intention is a superpower, to release the need to feel shameful about anything. That alone is a super powerful thing to do, in addition to saying, this is Dr. Hawkins' favorite, I am an infinite being. The truth of that statement is incredibly infinitely powerful in its level of truth. So you say, I am an infinite being. I'm no longer subject to shame, period. The power of the truth of the infinite being part can offset the shame that's going on within you and will help to release it. It's just gonna like release. And if you're lucky, you'll feel it. It's so fun to feel the release of something, which I've shared on many occasions. Things that I haven't even thought of just leave my awareness energetically, and I can feel and understand what it is that's leaving. I'm like, whoa, that just left me. And one of them was fear of public speaking just left me one day like a little balloon, like bloop, gone. Another interesting one was the need to be married. The energy of that, it's like a mass consciousness energy, just left me like, whoa, that's cool. So these things have happened to me on numerous occasions, a fair amount of occasions. So it's kind of fun to invite that experience to feel the release of shame and fear or doubt or whatever the heck it may be. So anyway, next week's Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness, we're looking at 101 Ways to Inner Peace number 7 from Dr. Hawkins' Book of Slides. I'm just going to go into that a little more deeper. And then the week after that is a really fun quiz on diets, the truth of diets. That's a good one to tune into. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, Tools for Transformation, High Vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.